price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you opened the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Grab a limited edition camo big bow box with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea. Only at Bojangles.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Office is in Green, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MAIL.
WCCP knows there's nothing better than live sports. The Greenville Swamp Rabbits are back for the 2020-21 hockey season. Get your tickets now for non-stop exciting pro hockey at Bonsecours Wellness Arena. Individual game, full season, half season, and flex plans are on sale now. You do not want to miss it. Visit SwampRabbits.com today for tickets, schedule, and promotions. And follow our social media channels at Swamp Rabbits. We'll see you at the well.
With double the seasoned beef and a large drink all for $5, Taco Bell's Grande Nachos truly deserves a Grande intro. Perhaps with a Grande beat box. Said it's crunchy, cheesy. Beef, actually, that sounded better in my head. Go get the $5 Grande Nachos before they make a every exit. Nope. Only at Taco Bell. At limited participating locations for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. Drinks excludes freezes. Double the seasoned beef as compared to the Nachos Bell Grande.
Mellow Mushroom Clemson is your go-to stop for delicious pizza and subs any day of the week. Locally owned and operated by proud Clemson alumni, Mellow Mushroom Clemson is open, 100% committed to your health and safety while dining with us. We offer digital contactless menus, curbside pickup, and outdoor dining options. And we're adding to our team, so stop by and apply today. It's been a great year for Clemson Athletics, and it's always a great day for Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Stay mellow.
You've won me over. I used to have satellite radio specifically for the NFL network, and I no longer need that. You guys, you yourself have really proved that you know what you're doing more than anybody else, I really believe. Yeah. And I trust your opinion so much. I want to make this call. It's the first time I've ever called in.
Moving in to South Carolina from Nashville, I've heard how good and smart you are with sports talk, and you are the best in the business.
You might be the smartest cat I ever heard. You must eat, sleep, breathe this deal, because you know stuff that no one needs to know.
The most knowledgeable American about sports than anybody I have ever encountered in my 80 years.
You have the number one show in the country, in my opinion.
What is going on? South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
Hey, how are you? We've been gone, haven't we?
Yeah. All of us has been gone. Both of us have been gone. Thanks to Mark Childress, by the way, for his fine work and filling in and sitting in the big chair. We have a million things to get to today. And by the way, I missed all of you. I didn't speak to any of you, but I miss all of you. Because for once, Ramona, for once, I mean, you know, I live and breathe this stuff 24 hours a day, have my whole life. For once, I made a conscious decision that I was just going to step away from sports for a whole week. that I was just.
You did that. You did that for a whole week.
Yeah, I did more or less. Now there were other factors, like we don't really know whether I would have been able to stick with it, been offsetting world records. See, if it had been a normal vacation week, then I might not have been able to stick to that. Almost certainly wouldn't have been able to. But that was my plan. My plan was not to follow any sports, not to listen to any sports, not to follow any sports for a full week. And again, I more or less did that. With the exception, with the caveat, I should say, that there were other factors. Like I said, I was offsetting a world record. See, people think like Phil Mickelson really accomplished something when he won a major at the age of 51. I mean, that's impressive, but it's not nearly as impressive as the world record I set.
Oh, you, what now? You were offsetting records.
I was, yes. I am in the Guinness Book of World Records now.
For what?
I officially have had the most vehicles towed in a 2-week period of any human in history.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's impressive. I mean, trust me, it's impressive. I mean, as we sit here, Action Towing has already got the word that I'm going to need both Wranglers towed again.
Again?
The black
even
Jeep,
I mean, has, from now, you're not talking about while you were morning. Off. Oh.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, this is still going on. Tomorrow morning, the black Jeep will be towed again. And when I say again, I mean for the ninth time in 2 weeks.
And this is which one? The black one?
Yeah, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The red one isn't even to the point of being towed yet. Because as yet, I don't know who can work on it in terms of what it needs. Because that thing has what's essentially a brand new RIP supercharger on it that sounds like a meat grinder. I'm pretty sure that's not how it's supposed to sound. It is so loud. Yeah, no, it is. It did not sound like that initially. Right? It just had a little whistling sound. Not as a Jupiter-sized meat grinder sound that is so loud that you can't stand next to it. And then meanwhile, you know, I've got this older Cherokee that will run forever. That thing, you get a Cherokee from 99 to 2001 with a straight six, they will run forever. Those vehicles are in really high demand. I have a 2001. But it had been a lawn ornament, you know, because the other things were all under various states of repair, I had to make sure that that one was running. So I had to get that one back up and running. I got this neat little NOCO 10 thing that can actually restore batteries, not just charge them. And it did. And that one brought it back to full charge. And by the way, it's a great $95 investment. I don't get any of that money. Just saying, just a helpful hint from your road rage world record tower.
Just a helpful hint.
And so I spent the whole week doing this. I have been to my two garages. I don't know. I've lived there. I've absolutely lived there. So yes, I have that record. I'm continuing to build on the record. I'm going to make the record invincible. I'm setting it sort of like Tom Brady set those Super Bowl wins. I'm setting it so high that no one will ever dare even think about breaking this record again.
How you love to set records. So
yeah, and
this is probably a good one. Here. This is like the Cy Young. But, is that what you said?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like the Brady Super Bowl mark. Yeah. The Patrick Mahomes of the world, they're never going to touch this mark. Although rumor has it that Coach Sweeney may be making a run at it.
At the car trouble?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Right here. That's what I hear. I hear that he may have experienced the towing thing as well. Not to the level that I have, of course. You know, no one's ever touching that. I will hold this record for all eternity. And like I said, I'm still building on it. I don't actually know.
How do you keep from going nuts when you're riding in one that you think's okay because you just dropped off another?
You don't. You don't.
I mean, I can't even imagine how I would feel if I'm leaving a car, driving home in another one.
But look, at one point, like I have a local friend, a longtime friend, mechanics right here that I use. At one point, I was at his garage, and all of the vehicles in the garage were mine.
All Jeeps.
It's like surreal. And the one that was okay was when I finally got it going was the old Cherokee, and so I was there and I drove it there to check on the other and to tell him one thing about this. And on the way home, I had trouble with that one. I had trouble with that one.
I don't even know. That's just bad.
The calipers and everything melted into the rotor and the brake lines all had to be replaced. That all happened on the way home with that one. So
what happened?
It's just melted. It's more than any one man should have to endure. It's just, frankly, it's just way more than any one man should have to endure. And then there's this. Despite all of that, I managed to take Black Beauty on a trip Friday night, the kind of trip I like to take.
So that's the black Jeep?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, despite all
you
of
went
that.
On a trip after and all that?
I did. I risked all of that.
I don't know if I'd have gone from anywhere but home to the gas station or something.
Yeah, no, I did. And the end result of that was, I had to mess with exit 19 again. You know, my favorite exit in this world.
You haven't been to exit 19 in a while.
Yeah, and I heard a little story about one of the engineers who was involved in that project. And he was asked about exit 19. He denied knowing anything about that. He took credit for the rest of it, but denied knowing anything about exit 19.
About you it know, being like that. Oh, come on.
Right.
Really?
Because, you know, to admit it means you're an admitted murderer. You know, you're one of the nutcases who had something to do with that. You know, I still, to this day, there are very few things in this world that just constantly annoy me. You know, like, there's like two. And one of them is exit 19. It's still the greatest fiasco in road design management history. I mean, there's nothing close. I've been to 43 states. That's the dumbest single thing I have ever seen. It just is. It's the stupidest, dumbest design. I mean, I just don't get it. I still don't get it to this
dangerous
day.
Beyond belief.
Yeah, again, I get how one idiot can come up with anything, but you would think that when they're designing this stuff, you know, there have to be like eight of them, you know, and so seven other idiots said, oh, okay, yeah, let's do that. Let's save space by putting the on-ramp and the off-ramp in the exact same place at a place where cars actually have to go uphill on the highway so that we can stop all the vehicles and let them intermingle and try and cross each other on their own at highway speeds where one side is already at speed and the other side is basically at zero because they have to stop because they're going to get run over by an oil truck like almost happened to me the other day.
Oh, so
it's impossible.
So you ventured out into the world, had to take exit 19 and that happened.
I did. Yes. Exit 19 once again came into my life. And I don't like exit 19 coming into my life because, again, and seriously, you know what? You people ought to fix that. I don't know what it takes, but it's dumb and you know it. If you've driven it, you know how frigging stupid it is. Who puts an exit ramp
and an on-ramp in the exact same place so the lines of traffic have to cross. Who does that? Why? Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody think that was okay?
And it's like the busiest part. Everybody has to take it if you want to go to Anderson off the expressway.
Right.
It's like right. the most busiest
and,
exit.
For example, right, try, for example, in a big Jeep on Memorial Day weekend when these vehicles are trying to get off of that exit and you're trying to cross onto it and you have to just suddenly stop and brake because here's the thing. You don't even know whether they're going to cross in front of you. There's no way to anticipate it. You're just left. So an oil truck cuts in front of me, and I have to brake to zero. Okay, now I'm in a big Jeep. This is not supercharged. And now I'm at zero on the ramp, and I've got to somehow assimilate speed to go up the hill onto the highway. Up, up, up.
Yeah, to get in front of people and stuff.
Yeah, it can't be more stupid. And then you know, the whole police deal on Memorial Day weekend, you know, all the way down to my trip, I didn't see any police until, like, the last quarter. All the way back, like, every mile. I mean, come on. I know it's the end of the month. Don't tell me that you don't do the quota thing. We know that's not true. We just know it's not true, all right?
Now so it's Memorial Day now.
Yeah. And it's Memorial Day, so it's like a double banner day. It's like ring the cash register day.
I was thinking more of leave accidents.
The people alone to enjoy their Memorial Day. That's all we're asking. Now, look, the drunk drivers are another thing. You get them off the road all you want. They all need to be taken off the roads. But for the rest of us who are sober, can you let us drive a mile in peace? Just a mile? I mean, do we have to have every mile the police? We get it, okay? We get it. We get it. We're trying to obey the speed laws. I mean, all of us except Ramona.
No.
Yeah, all the rest of us except Ramona are trying to obey. What's that?
I said, not me. What do you throw me in there for?
Because, like you said, not you. You're not trying to obey the speed laws. You just admitted it.
I do try.
You what?
I try.
You try, but you're incapable of it.
No, I am capable.
Yes, it's that unbalanced 20-foot heavier right foot of yours that is that makes it impossible for you to actually abide by a speed limit. Yeah, yeah. So that's been it. So really, like, the best thing on earth I could do is just get back to work.
It's the safest thing to do.
That's right. It's the best thing on earth I can do. Get right back to work.
It's just better if you just you went out of the house.
That's right.
And that's what happens.
Right. Yeah. Leave all the vehicles parked. Doesn't matter whether they run or not. Then.
That's pretty bad.
We have lots to get to. You want in 654-7627. By the way, I missed all you people. I appreciate all your contributions to the show in every way you make it. I appreciate all the kind words, everything else, and the welcomes back. Let's get after it today. We got a lot of actual sports to talk about. We'll be back.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at EngineeredSleep.com. That's EngineeredSleep.com.
Introducing in-person payments from PayPal, a touch-free way for your customers to pay and tip. Whether you're a hot dog vendor.
Mustard? You gotta have the mustard.
A personal trainer.
Don't you drop those knees, Sandra!
Or a boba shop.
Brewed to pearly perfection.
Signing up your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan, pay, and tip too. Shop safe with touch-free QR code payments. Fees may apply. For more info, go to paypal.com/us/getQR code.
Every Thursday night, we do it right. It starts at 7 o'clock. The streets will be blocked at 5. We'll start setting up then. Then at 7 o'clock, we get started with a little jazz on the alley. Check it out. These are just some of the artists you're going to hear right here live and in person. You need to come on down. Bring all your friends. And, of course, if you've got guests in town, treat them for a little night of jazz on the alley. 7 till 9 right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
It's a springtime and summer tradition. It's Jazz on the Alley, downtown Seneca, every Thursday night, 7 till 9. So grab all your friends and come on down. We get started with live outside music and outside dining. It's fun for the whole family. It's absolutely free. And you need to be here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
The award-winning Peach Prosciutto Pie is back at Your Pie Clemson, featuring olive oil, creamy ricotta, fresh peaches, and honey balsamic glaze on top of fresh-baked dough. Your taste buds will thank you. Also, be sure to try the dessert special with peaches, pecans, and vanilla gelato. Dine on the patio or order to go for quick and easy pickup. Your Pie Clemson has implemented extra precautions to make sure your dining experience is as health-conscious and delicious as possible.
DQ
7 Earl Street, downtown Clemson.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ, happy tastes good.
The greatest interviews, the most sought-after guests. It's all on The Roar.
Walt up to the road rage. We are back. You know, I appreciate all you people on the health care text line. Walt, please don't take another vacation.
Well, they don't like you. it when you go, but you got to go sometime.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This text says the South Carolina Department of Transportation is to blame. Okay, then fix it, people. Fix it. Get off your A's and fix it, because it's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. You got to get out
while you're young. Why does that sound familiar to me?
Texas Walt, now that you're back, it's called road rage again, not light driving frustration. I don't know what that means. I know my boy Childress did a good job. I didn't hear any of it because, like I said, I was, I did hear one thing.
About Georgia?
No, I turned.
He hates Georgia so much.
I turned my show on one day for 5 minutes to hear Mark and friends, my man Ellis, I think, and or Morgan, or Ellis and Morgan, or I don't know, some combination, talking about how good Tim Tebow was going to be for Jacksonville. That's when I knew I couldn't listen to any sports talk anymore. Yeah. I mean, I heard that slander on my own show. That's what Tebow slander is. Tebow slander is actually saying that there's a positive in that. There's none. He's not a pro athlete. Okay? We need to stop acting like he's a pro athlete. He's a shoe salesman. He's a life insurance salesman with an extremely high voice that gets higher all the time.
I've never even paid attention to how high
the choir. I don't know, but I know this. I know professional football isn't part of it. It wasn't part of it when he was, 21. How is it part of it when he's 35?
That's what I thought. I was actually talking about that with I had some friends come from Jacksonville.
Yeah,
and they were, and one of them was saying how great it was going to have Tebow on the. On the Jaguars, and I was like, what about Trevor?
Right.
I mean, what is he? Chop liver?
Right, right. Like Trevor really needs that shadow hanging around him.
I was like, isn't Tebow like 35? Well, yeah. He's been in the league already. I said, yeah, and then he stopped and he went and played baseball.
Yeah, Tebow's going to come back and retire in the same year. Tebow's going to make his comeback in his retirement in the same year. It might happen within like 2 weeks, too, because there's nothing about that guy. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. There's nothing about him that's a pro athlete. There just isn't. There isn't. Look, I'm sorry. Unencumbered by facts. Look, here's the thing. This guy's been out of school for like 13, 14 years. We have 13, 14 years worth of evidence that he is not a pro athlete. Right? 13, 14 years. Steve from Sales says, well, you got plenty of material to start doing the best of Walt. Should I go on vacation again? No. Tess says, Walt, nobody fills your shoes. You people are very, very kind. I appreciate you very much. Dexter, what number is this? It's blocked by the messages that are coming in. Here it is. Walt, I can't read this, but it says exit 19 makes as much sense as... There's no way to put the rest of that sentence together on air, right? So I'm going to have to skip that. Texter in capital letters on the exit 19 thing says, preach. Michigan Todd says, Walt, have you ever thought about buying a tow truck of your own? Save some money for yourself. You could also have a sideline business, just a thought.
Yeah, and you could drive your, up to the thing with your car and then just drive home in the tow truck. That's not a bad idea.
There you go. How about this? Texter's offering me rides from Rona. I have an Uber account. If you need a little ride, we'll talk sports. There you go. Oh, yeah, I need rides all the time. I don't have any working vehicles. I got lots of vehicles, just none of them work.
In the garage.
They're all garden.
Growing grass underneath them.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, look, trust me. I had to dig the Cherokee out.
What, and you expected it to be running fine?
As God is my witness.
I mean, that makes no sense, Walt.
Listen to this. As God is my witness, when I opened the Cherokee hood.
What?
Remember, this vehicle has been parked over there, right? Been parked over there like on the side of my two-car garage, right? So it was a garage. And I would weed whack around it, right? But... And it looked clear from the outside, but I hadn't tended to it. I actually had to wash it first, okay? And the pollen was stuck to it like cement.
Oh, no.
I had no idea that washing a vehicle could be that difficult.
Oh, my goodness.
But I hadn't opened the hood, right?
You washed it before you looked at the...
I washed it where it was. I opened the hood, and there are weeds growing up through the engine compartment.
No kidding. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is,
oh, let me take this out on the road. It doesn't seem like
Listen, let me tell you something. Out of all the vehicles I own, if I had to choose one to make it to California and back with no problem, it'd be that one. That thing will run forever. Seriously.
Why don't you drive find that yourself one more?
You want to find yourself a vehicle like for your kid or something that will run forever, get a 99 to 2001 Jeep Cherokee Sport. But you're going to pay up for them because everyone wants them. They have that straight six. They run forever. That thing has 150,000 miles on it. That thing will go 750,000 miles. Trust me. It'll run forever.
Well, maybe
it basically runs itself. You start it,
it
goes.
You don't drive it and you leave it in the garage and it grows grass.
That doesn't matter. As long as you start the battery, that thing is a tank. It'll run. It will run for.
Don't you have your own battery thing?
I do. I just explained that. Maybe you were, is this thing working? Hello.
I missed that
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hello. Hello. You did miss that part. Yeah,
I did. Yeah,
I don't get any money from NOCO, and they don't advertise on the show. But I'm telling you right now, those products that place makes, you talk about top shelf. They have this little thing called the NOCO 10. I paid like $95 for that. You can leave your car sit there in the weeds for like 3 years, and you go put that thing on your vehicle, in 24 hours, your battery is going to be running. And here's the thing, you could try to charge it. The way that the old deal works, it's like, I don't know, 6x4. It weighs like next to nothing. You attach it to your vehicle. You see where you are from a charging standpoint. It's got little colored lights that will alert you. And it may be that your vehicle doesn't take a charge. So then you put it on repair cycle. And you might have to put it on repair cycle more than once, but it's like magic. It brings your battery back to life, and then you try and charge it again, and then it charges to full level. Like, it completely restored that battery in that thing. And I had paid $200-something for that battery before I decided not to bother starting it again and let it just die. Because I had no real use for it. It turns out, like last week, I've had I've had use for it. What else we have here? Chad the mailman says, "What's more breakable, Cy Young's record or yours?" Now that's close.
That's what I said earlier. Talk about nobody hears me. I said like Cy Young, and you just kept talking.
You said that.
And now the texters and everybody go, Cy Young. Like, I have a microphone.
All right, so you're
I'm talking away, and then if I don't hear something about your battery, I get, is this thing on? Maybe I should say that about my own microphone. I'm sitting there going, Cy Young.
So are you suggesting that Chad the mailman stole your intellectual property?
I think that's what I'm suggesting. But I'm more concerned about the fact that you zip right through it.
Well, no offense, but he probably just didn't hear you either.
But I was talking to you. They're supposed to be listening.
It's a strange phenomenon. Apparently, none of us hear anything you say.
Apparently. I know I said that because that's the only unbreakable record I know about. And then you said something about Tom Brady. I'm like, okay.
You are 100% wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think you read Yeehaw's tweet, Ramona. Tell me whether I can read that tweet.
No. You can. You're able to read it, but I don't want you
text,
reading it.
Text. Okay. I just want to say it so that Yeehaw at least understands. I am fundamentally in agreement with that that text. Now the rest of you just gonna have to guess.
I'm not commenting on that either.
Yeah, because that could lead down to some other roads that it's probably not what you're immediately thinking. So let me just say that. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Yeah, text her 256. I didn't do that. Just so you know. You can get in if you want on the Vibe broadband communication phone lines. You know, what Phil Mickelson did was really incredible. I mean, you know, we're seeing some athletes at advanced age. I think we make a mistake, though, when we generalize. You know, there's a feeling in football right now that because Tom Brady is playing at the age of 43 or 44 and playing as well as he is, that this means that all these other aging quarterbacks are going to be able to do the same. There's something has changed from a nutritional health commitment standpoint that's going to allow all veteran quarterbacks to play into their 40s. I think that is incredibly misguided and short-sighted. I don't think it's true at all. I'm not sure that anything has changed other than one guy changed the scale. One guy.
Well, Tom Brady open up a camp.
Yeah. Well, he's the aberration, though. And I don't think that...
I bet he'd be camp.
Well, I don't know. But I don't think that means that every quarterback is suddenly going to play into their 40s. Like Aaron Rodgers saying, well, he wants to play into his 40s. Look, Aaron Rodgers had two suspect years before he had an MVP season last year. Who's to say he doesn't go right back to suspect immediately? You know, Ben Roethlisberger is not playing into his 40s. I mean, he might play into his 400s pounds, but he's not playing into his 40s. That's just not happening. You know, Drew Brees didn't make it far. And let's be honest, the last few years for Drew Brees, he was in clear decline. He knew it. Everybody knew it. Anyone who watched him with eyes wide open knew he was in decline. Didn't matter whether he put up numbers. His air yards were getting shorter and shorter and shorter. You know, and so it was clear that he was in decline. Absolutely clear. And what are you laughing at?
All these people.
What?
All these people on the text line saying they didn't hear me either.
They don't hear you either.
One of them says, when did Ramona get a microphone?
I see that. That's hysterical. Text 607. Yeah, Wall. When did Ramona get a microphone? No, you're right, Demand from Anderson. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. But it's the life, you know, Demand. We can't change it. We can't change it. All right. Here's what we're gonna do. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk some college football. You know, I watched Florida State spring game the other day, finally, and have some thoughts on that, in part because Noles fan was, you know, jamming up my Twitter feed this morning with his Florida State propaganda. You know the funny thing about Florida State fans these days, Ramona? All they talk about are non-football things. They talk about things like, well, do you see what we're doing? Do you see that we're having this camp or this? Do you see that we're doing this or we're doing that? You know, and my answer is, have you won a game? I mean, do you win football games? See, all that other stuff is nice. I mean, wonderful. But what's it have to do with winning games? I mean, are you, again, this... I don't know how many times I can say this, but Florida State is Duke. They're Syracuse. That's who they are. This is not my imagination. These are the facts. They have been every bit as bad, worse than schools like Duke. They've been factually worse than Duke since they won the national title in the league. They're one of the two or three worst teams. And every year, people start the season talking about, well, you know, the over-under for them is 7.5. Yeah, okay. 7.5. All right. Waltip Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Mail today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMail.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MAIL.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Upstate Hemp in Easley is your one-stop shop for all things CBD. Enjoy outstanding customer service, hemp education, and a wide range of made-in-the-USA CBD products. Enjoy the family-friendly atmosphere and personalized service to find the right products at an affordable price to help with anxiety, insomnia, and inflammation. Offering oils with or without THC, gummies, edibles, teas, lotions, vape cartridges, pet products, and more. Visit Upstate Hemp and experience the difference at 225 South Pendleton Street, downtown Easley.
With double the seasoned beef and a large drink all for $5, Taco Bell's Grande Nachos truly deserves a Grande intro, perhaps with a Grande beat box. Said it's crunchy, cheesy, beef. Actually, that sounded better in my head. Go get the $5 Grande Nachos before they make a every exit. Nope. Only at Taco Bell. At limited participating locations for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. Drinks excludes freezes. Double the seasoned beef as compared to the Nachos Bell Grande.
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
Oh, there's a river that winds on forever. I'm gonna see where it leads. Oh, there's a mountain no man has mounted. I'm gonna stand on the peak. Out there's a land that time don't command. Wanna be the first you ride. No time for pondering why I'm wandering on while it busts in the light. To the ends of the earth, would you follow me?
Love a little Lord Urine, Uran.
You have to be careful how you say that.
If you say Huron, but you don't. Yeah. So
yeah, it was better the second time than the first time. First time was more a plumbing matter. The second is, you know, getting out and exploring the world, which, you know, you're supposed to be able to do.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That kind of thing. And by the way, I appreciate all the nice things people are saying. Thank you, Shane. Welcome back, Walt. Hope your vacation was awesome. Well, you know, can't have everything. You know, let me start with a couple things here locally. One, Turk Pettit, NCAA individual championship in golf. Congratulations to Turk. Amazing accomplishment. Congratulations to Larry Penley. Amazing career. So we'll start there. Also, congratulations to Bryce Teodosio for making the all-tourney team in the ACC baseball tournament. You know, really good tournament for Bryce. A tremendous defensive player. A lot to like there. And again, this Clemson baseball team, I still think, was very young. I think, you know, losing key starting pitching from last year was a season-long dilemma that taxed the bullpen as well. I still believe there are better things to come for Monty Lee and his baseball team. So there's that. On the Florida State thing, you know, I want to talk college football this afternoon. I want to jump around a little. I want to talk a little Major League Baseball. I'm coming to you on the phone lines as well. I want to talk Major League Baseball, some of the things that we predicted before the year, some of the things that seem to be heading in the right way, maybe some that don't. You know, I keep asking this question as an Atlanta Braves fan, are you worried yet? Marcelo Zuna involved in a ugly incident. And my guess is that he is no longer a member of the Braves. I don't know that we've actually heard any certainty conclusion on that, but what a disaster that return has been, not just on the field, but now off the field as well. And the Braves season continues to be really uneven, a season of upheaval. But, you know, lots of teams have faced that. The Mets have been probably the most injured team in baseball. The Mets actually continue to play pretty decent baseball because they can pitch. They can pitch. They can't hit. They can pitch. You know, I know they had that 13-run deal against the Braves the other night, but that's not been the way. We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball later. I also want to talk a little NBA later, and we'll get to all those things and more. But I want to start college football conversation after we get to the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines and get Rachel and Rudy in first. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, so, Rachel. I'm as good as can be.
So you were out last week? Nah, I'm just kidding. We really missed you. Mark did a great job, but there's only one Walt.
Missed your
sports tweets, too. So,
but thank you. I know I always say I do another show on Twitter, and I really do. I mean, I'm like committed to it. I mean, if people, you know, and do I have sort of a hard line on Twitter? Yeah, because I'm committing all my free time to it. I try and answer everybody. So anybody who's reasonable, who asks legitimate, reasonable questions, I try and answer them. You know, I try and do that. So yeah, as we always say, you know, follow me on Twitter at Deptula Has Rage, because I basically do, you know, I do a 4-hour show on radio. I do like a 20-hour show on Twitter.
Yeah, I personally, anyway, felt like, you know, I was missing part of my sports information last week without your tweets.
Thank you, Rachel.
So, two quick things. I know you want to talk college football, but I got places to be later, so I wanted to get this in. You were talking about Tebow, and I think you're right. This is kind of crazy that he's doing this and they're giving him the opportunity, but you have to give the guy credit. Man, he showed up jacked. He has not been sitting around. He has definitely put in some work. Whether he can translate that into catching a ball or anything, I don't know.
No, I don't. I don't have to give him any credit for that. You know, I find it actually sort of curious as his voice gets higher. I don't know what to make of any of that, but he's always been that. You know, he's always been that. He's never been a pro athlete. Yeah. He's just not a pro athlete. It's not even subject for debate. He's not. Here's the problem. He's not even in the next level of 1,000 cuts of pro athletes. You understand what I'm saying? It's not just that he's not good enough to play now. You can look at the next 1,000 best guys, and he's not amongst that 1,000.
Yeah,
It's just a friggin' joke, is what it is. It's either a ploy to sell tickets or some Urban Meyer ridiculous connection to the past that he just can't let go of. But he'll get all the evidence of why, in short order, that he should have let go of it. And because there's nobody in that organization, unless it's a ticket ploy, who thought that that's a good idea. Nobody. It's impossible.
It's kind of like, you know, I've told you I like to watch CrossFit games, and you said, oh, yes, the best exercisers. I guess that's kind of where he's at right now.
Yeah. Yeah, let him go do that.
Okay. Yeah. So then you're talking about your Mets. Man, DeGrom is, like, throwing fireballs. I saw that, I think I sent it to you, where he has struck out 46% of the batters he has faced.
That's insanity.
That's incredible.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife.
You hate playing this when times are good, huh?
But sometimes you just have to give them their due. Are they winning? Is that the key?
You know what, Ramona? You know what the best part of that is? You may actually have to do that for the whole year because.
No. You're being a fan.
No, I'm not. It's actually starting to look like the Mets are going to win that division. It actually looks like they are the best team in that division. And now that they have DeGrom back, I mean, they've been doing this without DeGrom. But DeGrom is unhittable. DeGrom has almost as many RBIs as runs allowed. The dude has allowed 7 runs on the year. I mean, what we're seeing is impossible. His ERA is 0.71. You know, again, he allowed nothing yesterday. What do you have? 8 strikeouts and allowed 2 hits in 6 innings, no runs. And for once, I agreed with the Mets taking him out because obviously he had come off the DL. So you don't want to stretch him any more than that. And he did get the win and they did score some runs. But yeah, I mean, he's striking out 46% of the batters he faces. Now, again, we've talked about this, Rachel. There's a problem in this league. There's a problem with the way hitting is being taught and these uppercut swings, and it's leading to strikeouts at an extremely high level. And against DeGrom, I mean, these guys have no chance. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing the fail of modern analytics against great historical pitching. And DeGrom, in my opinion, having understood the history of the game and studied the history of the game and knowing all the greatest pitchers who ever played, I think we are watching a guy right now in Jacob DeGrom who has the best stuff of any pitcher who has ever lived. And I don't even see how you argue it because the guy throws 102 miles an hour and he has complete and utter control. He puts the ball wherever he wants it. And these guys were uppercut swinging, trying to hit 500-foot bombs. They're never going to touch DeGrom, and they don't. So we have this sort of meeting of DeGrom's historical greatness with the modern analytics fail in the game.
Yeah, absolutely true. And, you know, I was thinking about his ERA right now. I didn't look up his career ERA, but – do you think he will end, you know, all things considered, hopefully he's got a long time to play. Do you think he can end with a lower ERA than the likes of, say, Sandy Koufax?
Well, look, I think he is on a stretch of about 4 years now that compares well with Koufax. And Koufax had a stretch of about 4 years at the end of his career that was just utterly spectacular, that still might be the best in history. But I'm not sure anybody has ever thrown with better stuff than DeGrom is throwing, and no one has a chance against him because of the way the game is being played. I mean, no one would hit him anyway, but at least they'd make contact occasionally. They cannot make contact with DeGrom. I mean, this is ridiculous. One out of two batters, he's striking out.
Yep. That's crazy.
Thank you, Rachel. That's amazing.
I mean, regardless of what team you pull for, you got to give the guy credit.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Thank you, Rachel. Thanks, great job. Happy anniversary.
thank you.
It's apparently Rachel's, what did she say? 30th anniversary, I believe. Rudy, good to have you.
How are you doing, my friend?
Good, Rudy. Welcome back. Good to have you.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Mark did a really good job, Walt, but it's not like you. I'll give you that.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank you. I appreciate the kind words, and I'm sure Mark does as well.
Veterans. Thanks to the veterans and the ones that have gone on and the ones that are serving now. God bless them.
100%.
They are definitely worth our praise, no doubt. Walt, I want to tell you two things I want to ask. Julio Jones, I know he wants out of Atlanta. Where do you see him going? And Aaron Rodgers is not very happy with Green Bay. So what do you see happening with him? And I'll take it both off air. And good to have you back, bud.
Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate the kind words. All right, on the Julio Jones thing, the latest that I'm hearing, NFL rumors, other sites, it appears the Titans and the 49ers are now the favorites to land Julio Jones. Both of those scenarios make a lot of sense. Basically, San Francisco's got to find a way to make their quarterbacks better. They have two star young receivers, but a veteran, big bodied receiver would obviously go a long way toward helping either quarterback, whether it's Lance or Wet Noodle. So there's that element, and then from a Tennessee standpoint, I mean, they basically have one receiver. And they desperately need help at that position. They lost a lot of bodies. Adding Julio Jones, I think, would be a great addition to Tennessee. And Julio has said that he wants to play for a team that can win a title. I mean, you know, I think that either of those two teams would be possible. Obviously, San Francisco would be better. The other names that have popped up in the Julio Jones front, the Seahawks, I think, are in that mix, despite all their receiver talent. You wouldn't necessarily think so. And then the other teams that are said to be basically watching the situation, monitoring it, the Patriots and the Ravens. The Patriots have spent a lot of capital on updating the receiving core, but Julio Jones would be another major upgrade. The Ravens seem to still have an obvious need, even though they drafted for it, but they still seem to have a need. So I would guess it's one of those, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams. Quick break. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111. 979-1111 or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429. Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity. APR 2.43%. 740 credit score subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
If your family is faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need and how to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and his office staff are here to help you through each step of the legal process. Call for your free consultation, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with attorney Nick Lavery today.
It's bow time. With bold fried chicken and a scratch-made buttermilk beauty, nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit. Except the second first bite. Get two Cajun filet biscuits for just $5. It's bow time.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 400 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
WCCP knows there's nothing better than live sports. The Greenville Swamp Rabbits are back for the 2020-21 hockey season. Get your tickets now for nonstop exciting pro hockey at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Individual game, full season, half season, and flex plans are on sale now. You do not want to miss it. Visit SwampRabbits.com today for tickets, schedule, and promotions. And follow our social media channels at Swamp Rabbits. We'll see you at the well.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake.